was like, for example, they talk about people who have had past scandals before, like influencers who gotten into trouble before. Oh, I saw her in this video before. Then I reply back, saw her where and what video leh?
Man, this one is not a 60, 70 year old man.
You can be like their daughter and then they comment, marry me.
Yeah, it's Liu, it's
this one I want to suck.
No, but okay, compared to like a horny boy commenting like, stomp on my balls.
Okay, at least the horny boy is young, right?
Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the world's now podcast filmed in an actual bar. And because I was in a bar and I had a bit too much of this lovely yuzu beer tower, I completely forgot to press record on two of the three cameras that we use for this show. Now, in order to salvage some of the good bits from this episode, I'm here to not only quickly welcome you to the show, but also to tell you that we start this episode by discussing a NUS whisper story.
In this story, someone has been going on a couple of dates with a guy, but is uncomfortable with the amount of expensive gifts that he gives her.
For more context, he frequently travels for work and brings back expensive gifts. So now you're joining us where Clement and Val roleplay the worst possible way to deal with this conflict.
Now let's do the actual life scenario.
Let's do the worst possible way.
Okay.
Clement and Val again.
Okay.
Wait, am I the guy or am I the girl?
You're the guy.
Okay, like you want to be the rich guy and I be the girl.
Yes.
But I'm really the worst case scenario in
worst case scenario, like really will break up then like.
Oh, okay, so okay.
Okay, team dinner scene part 3. Action.
Bia, I bought you this bag.
Okay, so I'm the man. I'm the woman. Okay.
No, you're still a woman. I'm just a flamboyant man.
Oh. Well, that's my favorite kind, so that okay. Oh my god, it's a Gucci bag.
No, you like right, Gucci or like your Zabor,
I mean,
like one.
Yeah, but okay, but there's like, can I talk to you about something?
Huh? Okay, wow, but fast one, I'm very tired. I just fly back from Dubai. Wow.
Okay, yeah, but that's the
wow,
thing.
Wow, really damn tiring, no, really. Wow, I tell you, the flight, because it was a private jet, right? I'm 182, right?
Oh my
so
god.
The ceiling was so low, you know. Then, wow, I tell you, it was so tiring. Then, you know, Jason, right? Jason was telling me how, you know, on his company was sending him on, like, the his private jet, right? It's a lot bigger.
But, yeah.
But yeah. Jason always like that one, you know.
Yeah.
Anything, what you want to say?
Cool. Yeah, of course. That's the thing I want to talk to you about, actually.
About Jason?
No, about you, because you know you're always traveling and stuff. And you know, like,
I travel for my work. Why can't I travel?
Of course. I'm just saying that, you know, I love you so much. We've been having such a great time.
Love
you're so
too.
Generous. You're being such a daddy, like buying me all this stuff. And I really appreciate it. Like, you are the best.
It's just one
small thing, babe.
What more you want?
It's not what I want. It's what I don't want, actually. It's because, you know, you give me all these gifts, but I think I would like to communicate that, my love language and how I would feel closer to you is if we spend more quality time together, you know, because that's how I would feel really loved by you, but and not so much by all these gifts. And for us to have a meaningful relationship, I think we could work on some compromise, you know. But I appreciate like all these gifts.
You know that bag is $6,000.
Yeah, but
I work more than half the year outside the country, right, to buy that back every week for you, you know.
Okay, and scene. That is a total red flag. And if anyone ever spoke to you like that, you come to me, I will slap them back to wherever freaking hellhole they came from.
Our team dinner's very awkward. Wait, cheers.
You want worst case scenario where the girl is crazy
cohesion,
also?
Cohesion.
Yeah, can we do the one where the girl is
okay,
crazy?
Okay, right? Now I will not be agreeable then.
Okay,
give me the handbag.
Team dinner part 4.
Okay, let's go. Let's
team dinner part 4, silence on
set. Get the character first.
And action.
Yeah, I bought the new Gucci bag for you.
So, it's not the color I want. What? You don't pay attention to me. What is this? What is this nonsense hot pink color?
You sure have to be in character of the girl that doesn't want it.
Yeah, she doesn't want it, but now she's trying to like ruffle his feather, so it's like it's irrelevant. Yeah, because she's toxic.
Oh, so she's being toxic.
She's toxic like that.
Yeah, continue.
My character is Jill.
Sorry, Jill.
Yeah, so it's not even the color I want. You never pay any attention to me.
I never pay
because you don't spend any time with me.
Hey, I don't pay attention, I don't spend time with you, but I spend a lot of money and I pay for
okay,
a lot of
so,
things.
Okay, so you admit that you don't spend any time with me, right?
Why?
So I'm correct.
You,
so I'm correct.
Are you always complaining. Oh my god.
I always
I fly back from Dubai, right? It's a 2-hour flight from Dubai, you know.
You don't come and calculate how many hour flight. You think I don't know math, is it?
I never say like, I don't know math, but apparently you don't know how much this
actually
thing back
that's
cost,
all you think about. All you think about is numbers. You think just because what the bag costs $6,000, you fly here, fly there, means you're not a good boyfriend. Why can't you spend like?
I'm so tired of this, yeah. I swear to God, you know my work wife.
You're right, tired because you keep flying. You're jet lagged, bitch.
Oh wow! So now you're gonna use this kind of language with me, is it? You know what? I tell you what. No sex for you tonight.
What an
okay.
awkward team
well,
dinner.
Okay, well, what am I?
Oh. And signatures.
This is the toxic couple fight. We had no solution. But then there was no solution.
Always the colleagues around. Then, wow, Sienna.
In every single part of this relationship, right, the colleague just like, a little boss pay, right?
I want to take the Wagyu, but they're arguing over the paper.
Okay, so I think it's very clear. Wait, Val, so in your perspective, right, if this is something that, let's say, you really didn't like, right, you would compromise also by, like, accepting these gifts?
Of course I would accept them. In no universe would I reject them because I know that's his way of showing his love for me. I would never insult him like that. I would accept it and then find a way to communicate it. But at the same time, heavily expressing how much I appreciate and love him.
Let's talk a little bit more about NUS Whispers, right?
Yeah, I like you.
Thanks.
Do you think right that this platform in general is something that we can is a good thing to have for people? Because I feel like these confession things, right, are one sometimes made up for attention and reactions.
Wait, but what's the purpose of NUS Whispers and who started it? And what was the purpose of it like when it was started?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's been around for a while, right? It's just like a forum thing.
For NUS students?
It started as an NUS kind of forum.
Oh, and now anybody can have an account.
Yeah, because anyone can submit.
It's not exclusive to like NUS. It's just like a forum where people just... We are a community of NUS students and then we submit anonymous posts.
Oh, okay, it's like Hardware Zone, but on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Mm. Like Quora or something.
Quora, but less wholesome. Yeah.
Oh. Do y'all ever use the tell on me thing where the anonymous submission?
No. I never understand why this anonymous the submission link. Type
I
things
got,
exist.
I hype up my brothers.
What thing?
I got it, but I still hype them up. You know?
No, as in you tell your followers like, hey, you know, send me anonymous things. What's have you done that before?
Oh, like ask me anything.
The not got
like,
the NGL. 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 Yeah, I have.
I've never done this before.
Never.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
What do you get? What kind of responses do you usually get?
You know what I... Okay, so Instagram has a function where you can have a... Like, people can send you messages, but, right, their name is attached to it.
Yeah, you can see who
so
send what.
When you use NGL, right, it's specifically so that you invite people who would say things to you if they knew that they didn't have to be held accountable for it. So it's like, in a way, right, you can see, like, what is the worst thing
why
people
you
would
this,
say.
Huh? Why, you yeah, why do you
want... But it could also be good things that people want to say, but they don't want... They are too
pricey. I like to fight people on the internet.
Really? Yeah. What do you mean fighting people?
Or rather I finesse them.
I also like to finesse them.
Whenever the hate comments come, like for example, because of the company I work in, right, then whenever got comments come, then people are like, wow, oh, this person like for example the body shaming kind of content.
I really hate body shaming kind of content.
Oh,
yeah.
So unnecessary. So I will reply back and like you know, usually right, they're not very direct about it as well. They'll just be like, oh my god, why do you like this now? Right? Then that's when I will ask them like what?
What do you mean indirect? Like the hate comments I get, they are so specific with what they don't
sometimes
like.
Sometimes they are.
They be like, she's so flat.
No, but that's
oh
fine.
Oh my god, yeah.
No, then I'll ask this kind of people. Like for example, this is live example, right? So it's like she's so flat. Then I say like, flat, your problem? Eh?
Oh wow. Yeah, but you know one comment I did laugh, right? They put the flamingo emoji.
What's flamingo?
Because they want to insult me for being flat, right? So they just comment the flamingo emoji. They put like five flamingo. Because the flamingo is like... You see the flamingo emoji, so it's like...
Well, I thought it was because of your top. Yeah. Like the pink...
And fluffy,
flamingo.
Feathers.
So you're fabulous.
I don't think that's what they meant. Another one is they put the rock climbing emoji.
Why?
What is rock climbing?
Why?
Rock climbing cannot be flat. Well, no, they cannot climb. Right?
Tits.
Y'all know why they put the...
You know what,
and then another one that I saw that quite creative. Okay, not nice, but it's a bit creative. They put mosquito. They put the mosquito. Then
no, but
there.
Like, ten creativity. Is this kind that I would like to ask, what do you mean?
Yeah, I also like to ask this kind of question.
Then they'll like, usually they're quite embarrassed to clarify, right? They just be like, you know what I mean? And I say, no, I don't. You explain.
Would they explain?
Right? No, but after a while, that shuts them up. Because after that, when you
they
put
cannot.
Them in the spot,
when
right,
you question them, they cannot respond.
Correct. Then your balls shrink and they're scared, then they okay, log off.
Although, there was this one person, right? I posted something, right? And then on TikTok, this is on TikTok, and this one was like, how much you make? So I was like, how much you make? Right? And she told me, 2,000. Like, oh, now I have to tell her.
So how much I make you happy.
Oh, that was amazing. That was a good one.
That's smooth. That's finesse. That's finesse.
I make you happy. Yeah.
I didn't know if it's a girl or boy. No, but I don't know if it's a girl or boy. I'm usually nicer to the ladies than I am to the men, because the men, right, they will have this old photo, then they will say some really lewd thing like, marry me. And I'm like, oh God, I'm cringing.
You know what? When I reply something back, I'm like, wow, they insult me. Then I insult something back that's damn fire. Then I click on your profile, I see they're underage, they're a kid, and I faster delete.
Is commenting the word marry me lewd compared, like, relatively speaking, in a social media context? I feel like marry me is not something.
Yeah. Well, like, marry me from a girl to another girl is like,
it's not as lewd as sex.
If
it's like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, it's like if it's a 60-year-old man. If it's like a 60-70-year-old man. Yeah, it's like inappropriate.
Can be your you can be like their daughter, and then they comment marry me.
Yeah, it's Liu. Is
this one I want to suck?
No, but okay. Compared to like a horny boy commenting like, "Hey, I want you to like stomp on my balls."
Okay,
you know,
at least the horny boy is young, right? Remember you say you pitch 10 anywhere one. If a girl just touch you, you just get hard. Remember?
It's the element
of roll that clip, guys.
For context, because this is from a previous episode, we were talking about like when a girl about to touch you, then you like flex a bit. That's what.
Yes, but then you got a clip, right? So you can add this one in.
Okay, John, I have this. John, okay, so I've known you like years back, right? Like years back, I think like when I was just starting out my career, I guess.
Yes.
So back then, I don't know if you remember that you told me this, but when we were talking about like comments and stuff like that, right? Yeah. And then you shared with me something that is still in my head, which is because it's fucking funny, which is you received a hate comment.
Is it my very first ever hate comment?
I don't know if it is I don't remember if it was like your first ever, but you said, so there was this one person that commented saying that my thief can play ball catching.
Yes!
Wait, what?
Right, context for everyone, right? So, I am born with 8 missing teeth. So I got one full set that's missing, but my teeth kind of like decided to park evenly next to each other, right?
Oh, nice.
Right, so there's gaps, especially on the top row, which I'm a lot more comfortable with right now.
Yeah.
The first ever YouTube comment I ever received about me was me appearing on a TSL video, and then they were like, wow, the guy, they don't even know my name yet. Then the dude Steve Gap so big can play block catching. I need to find that screenshot because straight up, right, then I remember I was like, whoa, hot take, young me would have been hurt by this shit, but I'm glad that I was like okay and over it already, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was before my finessing people days.
That stuck with me so much because it was so fucking funny, and I was probably some anonymous fella.
And
but
this
was
person
so fire.
Okay, but like A for creativity, honestly.
Some comments are so good, right? That they're not hurtful.
Yeah, I would even respond.
It's just another expression of creativity.
Exactly. Yes.
It's not meant to hurt you, right?
Exactly.
It's a waste of creativity.
It may be hurtful, but it's not meant to hurt you. It's meant to be funny.
Exactly. I would even tell them to come back and comment again. I really like this. This is hilarious. Tell me.
You, but are you a copywriter?
I will hire you, I will pay you to write my shit.
No, I genuinely, it stuck in my head for so long because
that was
like,
a good one.
It's a good one. Like, it's like, can play block catching.
Yeah.
Forgiven for creative value.
Dude, anything recently that has...
No, like, I think I off the top of my head was like, for example, they talk about people who have had bus scandals before, like they are influencers who gotten into trouble before, then they bring it up and say that like, oh, I saw her in this video before. Then I would reply, I remember this, then I reply back. It's like, saw her where and what video leh? You want to clarify? You know? Then a lot of times they'll be like, you know what I'm talking about. Then I'm like, I don't. You tell us now, you know, since you know so much, you tell us what is this
then
video.
Then what if they actually say?
Then they say lah. Because more often than not, right, they don't want. They just want to be like, I saw her in this video.
Right.
Or like, her
I just understood what he's talking about.
But you know what is really nice is when someone insult you, right, and then you know your army can go and tekan them for you. It's so nice. I'm like, I open and I saw some insult, and then suddenly 17 other messages just insulting him back. I want to tell them, stop, it's fine. I'm like, I'm fine with this. But like at the end of the day, I'm also reading it like laughing because you write this kind of thing, you deserve this kind of feedback, right? Yeah. You know, like you don't know shit. Like what you think is so smart?
Exactly. I feel like people just need to be kinder, lah.
Yeah. Don't
a bit
have to
unrelated
be so mean.
To our question about.
Yeah, I know, but we digress.
But we just angry people on the internet.
Yeah. Is it because we all creators?
Yeah. No, but I want. Okay, so in the event of like because you keep bringing up that you have more comments on TikTok. Like, what are some of the things that you receive a lot and any highlights there?
Yeah, any block catching level.
There are people who will just comment cringe.
There was one, right? Huh?
They'll just comment like cringe. like, in my video.
That one low level ideation.
Yeah, that one. That
or
one
like diam lah, auntie. Then I'm just there like, huh?
Yeah.
Then,
I would say guai.
Then you watch.
Because I'm an auntie, what? You know what I mean?
Why you watch?
What if they get turned on by like some, like they got some mommy thing or something?
I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head, but like usually when I reply them, right, I will screenshot. Because okay. I'm like, I remember, I send it to my partner, you know, like, hey, look at this, look at what I respond. So one of them, because I do a lot of voiceover videos, I mean, I started out doing a lot of voiceover videos, and like, because I'm a voiceover artist, sometimes I have to switch between accents, and even now I'm like code switching to like more Singlish, because, you know, that's the vibe, right?
Show us the real you.
Huh? I speak very clipped like that.
You speak very what?
Very clipped.
Clipped means what?
What do you mean by clipped?
I mean, I
staccato.
Staccato.
No, like it's very neutral Singaporean accent, which is kind of what we are speaking lah. But then I will go back and forth into like super Singlish, you know. But super Singlish also goes into like, you know, alien body mode. Language, alien mode, right? And then I will go out back into what I'm more used to, which is like less alien, which is more angmolian, I guess my mom would call me.
Angmolian.
Yeah, but so angmolian. Then I would speak with like a presentation voice, right? You know, on my TikTok, because I do voiceover, so it's like Chua Chu Kang, you know. Bedok,
you
for example.
You're the MRT lady.
I'm not the MRT lady. I keep saying this. Anyway, unrelated. This is the type of stuff
so
I...
So, do you think the voice actor was the one that also goes...
Yes. No, no. She doesn't, okay? Anyway, so like, one person was like really confused at me trying to imitate Alexa. And Alexa is Ang Mo, right? So, she would sound something like... Alexa, tell me the time. It's 11:30 p.m.
Oh, my ears.
You know what I mean? So she would sound something like that. And because I'm imitating Alexa, I have to sound like Alexa. And this person comment, Kanina la, you what race, ya? Then I wrote, human. Human race. And then I screenshot my husband.
Very good, very good, very good, very good. Good response.
Like this kind of thing, but not really terrible. Some people would say, you're also not that chill. Okay. Yeah, okay. I can think of like 10 people.
She's doing content about voice acting, which is a profession where you don't show your face.
No, yeah, I do.
And then people comment, you're not that chill.
There's a better meme that you can do with that one.
Oh, what?
You what race? Then you stitch the video. Race car.
That's such a boy joke, eh.
No, but the subject.
I wonder if you know.
Oh my god! Hey, that's idea, man. Idea.
Usually we get the comments right for Liquid Courage right, is usually, there's too many podcasts in Singapore. You know, like why does it exist? Right. But the thing is right, the main point of Liquid Courage right, where I think people are missing out right. This is a show that you don't need, but you want to enjoy. You don't need to drink, but you want to enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's
that's
no value here.
Everything in life, BT Dubs, okay? This fries you can get from a million places. Why do you have to come from it? It's nice.
Correct. Just like
also, but then it comes with Wagyu beef and like prawn and all these other things. So you know, there's a different version of the same thing everywhere.
Liquid Courage is just the platter. We are the Wagyu.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what those haters say, because what are those haters doing? Like, you're out here like doing the thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we are the men in the arena.
They are just sitting in their weird cave, little man cave, like talking nonsense with sweaty bits or whatever. Like,
assuming it's a dude straight away.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's the vibe I get.
Sweaty underboobs sweat, you know?
Yeah, okay, or sweaty underboobs. Men or women, you nonsense hater.
No, but like, okay, to all the haters, because like I feel that like, you know, to be fair, the best kind of hate you can afford a personality on the internet and social media especially.
Hey, don't
right?
give them secretly.
No, I give you secret lah, you know, because it's apathy, don't watch lah.
Oh,
right?
Oh my god, that was actually one of the response.
Yeah, because if you come and watch and then you leave your comment, why you want to give me your time of day if you don't
like
that's,
me? Because that's the value.
You like, know, let me tell you haters right? what you give us when you watch our video and then you comment that you hate us. You give us one view and one comment, okay?
And
we benefit from your hate, okay? So think about it.
No, but if you don't like, then just don't come. You know, it's the same, right? I mean, if you're going to for a movie and then you watch the first 10 minutes you don't like, what do? You sit there, man? Zao ah.
No, but you pay for the ticket already.
But then social media free lah.
No, free one, so how?
Like, I have this hater, right? They do not follow me, but they make it a point to come to my page. Every time I post a new video, right? Every time I refresh
same
the
fella.
Page, right? That one fella, right? Always on time, always there. Cringe auntie. Then I'm like, you do that for me, eh? Thank you,
so
lah.
So you went to check whether they follow you, they don't.
Yeah, I went to check. They do not follow me, so they actually, like, every day, they like...
He horny for you. Serial.
But he doesn't want to show his shame, you know.
And he has a very funny username. It's called Dr. Chow Tibai. And then the DP is a stock photo of a doctor.
Dr. Chow Tibai, I find new hobbies lah.
Actually, you know what?
Watch porn.
Shout out to Dr. Tom.
Okay. You know what? Like, does that bother you?
No, I actually felt quite special after a while.
You know, actually, honestly, right, when it comes to all these like hate stuff, right, it doesn't bother me, right? Yeah. Especially when it's pointless things like cringe or like what. If it's constructive things, obviously I'll think about it, right? But if it's not constructive, I'm just like, you know what? If that is your little happy occasion of the day, that's pathetic.
You
but
made
okay,
them happy, yeah, right?
Okay, yeah, whatever lah.
Perspective also, actually.
You know, like I don't really internalize it. But Val, you did, make me. I have a question for you, which is, you immediately assumed that hater was a dude just now, right? I think you even brought it up. Do you think like guys hate more or girls hate more? I just want to ask you.
I think guys hate more.
I think
Andrew Tate.
In general, I think haters are go both ways, men and women. I just think that for my videos, the hate that I get based on the content of the comments that they say, like, oh, you low value female, like, I assume that it's incel males who are commenting it. Right. For me, at least. Yeah.
No, I agree with her as well. I think most of the haters that I get on TikTok are also males, like, that who are telling me I'm not worth it, or like, hey, you shut up and just be someone's wife.
Yeah, or like they'll be like, a dishwasher.
Yeah, shut up and just be someone's wife. Yeah. Like, in very derogatory female centered.
If someone said that to me, like, insults. Shut up and be someone's husband, then I'll just be like,
Who's one?
Like, wait, what? Thank you for wishing me well, but what?
Do you have someone in mind? Like, what are you asking? What a weird statement.
You got a recommendation.
No, but like, someone also, a male creator that I spoke to recently, also told me that like a lot of these guys like get rejected from women in day-to-day life, and so then I feel really bad for them, right? So then they will have this moniker, this no face picture, and then they go and insult all the women, just like, you know, they feel like they feel empowered by people like Andrew Tate, you know, to go and insult women
because for a reason why.
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
But who is the villain in their own story?
Let's check this logic. Ooh, I want this woman to love me. Let me be extremely like unpleasant and hateful. Yeah. Right?
Oh, I'm the woman that you are extremely unpleasant and hateful to. I'm going to marry you and quit my job.
Yeah.
Does it work?
No.
I guess not. You know, funnily enough, in most people's stories, there are no villains.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people's stories, there are no villains.
Yeah, they won't think of themselves as a villain.
But you are never the villain in your own story. It's always like out of necessity, you think that this is the best option out of the two options that you have.
I got another question, which is like, do you think women hate on women more or men hate on women more as female creators?
Ooh.
And not by comments, like, I'm talking about like, don't have to comment or what, but you can hear like people talk shit like, have you seen this influencer?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know, like, she does this thing, damn fucking cringe, right? No. But they will follow.
Can I share my opinion first?
Yeah, share
I would
first.
Say women hate on women more.
See, I don't think so. I would go out of my way to like comment on the female creators, right? On their comment section,
no,
tell them it's gorgeous.
Bitch.
Huh?
Because yeah, but in a bitch.
No, but I don't think people are competitive. I don't feel that way.
I think some are damn competitive.
But then my brand and their brand all different, you know what I mean? Like, you are different people, why would you be competitive?
No, I also think, right, it's always the smaller ones, right? The smaller pages, right? Their attitude, like, fucking...
Smaller pages? What do you mean smaller pages? Like, small following?
Small following.
Smaller creators, like.
Yeah, smaller creators who like...
Think they're howling,
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know, they'll try like give advice like, you should follow my tips for this. All my clients, you got 3 clients lah. They also, all, like, don't step lah.
One of them is an MLM. Okay. I have this.
Like, everybody starts somewhere.
Just
cause
you tag the company doesn't mean you're working with them.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, I have this creator friend, right? And she told me that she doesn't trust her creator friends. People that he or she goes to events with
to take photos for her. Because she feels like some people around her will purposely like put a thumb in photo, like, everybody's bullshit, because if you're a creator, you definitely know how to take photos.
That's never
if that's
to
your
me
friend, I mean,
why are you friends?
Yeah, if that's your friend, they wouldn't be doing that to you in the first place.
No, but I've never met anyone who took a terrible photo for me.
I feel like, just based on like evidence, right, all the hate that I get mostly come from men.
Same.
But the thing is that maybe women don't, because we are socialized to be pleasant and people pleasing.
She's
very
consistent with her messaging.
I hear this so many times. I start to sound wrong. You know, like, you repeat a word 2 minutes.
So maybe they do hate, but they do it subtly and not in front of your face. Meanwhile, men, right, they will do it like right in your comment section with their DP there, like,
so
boom, everything.
I think it's also a thing, right, where when a female is with a male friend, right, then that's when this side of insecurities will come out and they will voice it out more. So that's why we are our view is a bit more skewed, because we are on the receiving end of hearing these stories. Versus they wouldn't share this, right, with other women.
Well, I think this has been a very interesting conversation. I think I love, right, this you know what, I'm very glad because I forgot to add the links of the other stories I want to talk about, so we'll revisit that again, but I'm glad that we managed to maneuver into a very different interesting topics. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. First off, how do you find the food, guys?
Oh, so very nice.
Good. Very nice.
The fries.
Delicious.
Yeah, they're still crispy on the outside and really soft and mushy on the inside.
Delicious. Perfect. Another one. That's amazing. We're gonna continue eating this amazing food by Yoasobi by Kanpai. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for watching and cheers.
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 Whoa. You say cheers but no clink.
Oh, sorry, man. Thirsty, bro. Clink, clink, clink.
Why is that? Hey, don't say that word,
Oh, okay.